Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Another thing that we can take from the situation that we are all currently in is that COVID-19 has actually reminded us of the importance of family ties, the importance of spending time with your parents, spending time with your siblings, spending time with your own family, and also to stay in touch with your distant relatives, to stay in touch with your friends, and to take care of your neighbors and those people who are vulnerable. So in this day and age, we all live extremely busy lives. And as a result of the lives that we pursue, we often end up neglecting our loved ones, and that can be your spouse, it can be your own children, it can be your parents especially, because we're just so focused on getting to work, getting home, and doing so many things with the limited time that we have available in the day. So this particular virus has actually taught us an important lesson of strengthening the ties and silatul arham, as it mentioned in the Islamic tradition, of taking care of your family members, taking care of your parents, taking care of your siblings, and taking care of those people who need your help. So COVID-19 is giving us that opportunity to rebuild our homes, to rebuild our relationships, and to rebuild and rekindle those relationships that may have been strained, or those relationships which we have ignored for such a long time. So On an individual level, you can strengthen that. On a communal level, with your neighbors, with your friends, you can do that as well. And also on a universal level, as a human nation, as humanity, we can also overcome the borders that we have placed, overcome the limitations, overcome all of the restrictions that we have placed in terms of interacting with one another, and say, look, if the virus doesn't require a passport, if the virus doesn't have any limitation, then also we as human beings don't have any limitations, and we will stay in touch. We will connect our ties, and we will stay closer together as a nation, stay closer together as a community, stay closer together as individuals as well. For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that, O people, be mindful to your Lord. I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognize Him through His signs. And realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you from a single person, from a single entity, from a single being, and then created from it the partner, and then from the partner the pairs, and then spread, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread countless men and women throughout the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that our existence, that our origin is the same, that we all come from Bani Adam, we all come from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa, and therefore we are all intrinsically linked with one another through our DNA. We are linked with each other also through our spiritual connections as well. We are linked through each other in so many different manners, and therefore we should recognize that, and we should also maintain those links that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us. So Allah azza wa jal mentions that be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are breaking the bonds of relationship, breaking blood relations, breaking relationships of community, of society, of humanity. And this is a very, very important reminder for us all, that this is an opportunity for us to reconnect those bonds that we have severed, and the borders that we have placed, and the restrictions that we have placed between nations and communities and societies, and tear down those walls and reconnect with families, with friends, with communities, with societies, and with the world. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And indeed, inna Allah kana 'alaykum raqiba. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all watchful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carefully observing us all and how we are interacting with one another. So it doesn't matter which baradri, which khandan, which family, which nation, which passport that you have. What matters is that you are all human beings, and you will all return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we should all be dutiful, considerate, kind and compassionate and loving and caring towards one another, towards our siblings, our family, our parents, our khandan, our rishtadar, and also towards our neighbors and towards the elderly and especially towards the vulnerable. This is an important reminder for us all to remember these rishte that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. Jazakumullahu khairan.